Hi, and welcome to Village Church Connections. My name is Sunny Torres, Director of Spiritual Services. I had the pleasure of officiating at the renewal of wedding vows for about 20 couples from our community. It was on Valentine's Day 3 years ago. There were couples there that had been married up to 75 years and as few as 10, but it was a wonderful celebration I'll never forget. I asked different ones their reason for renewing their vows after they'd successfully held to them for decades. The answers were wonderful. One man said after 70 plus years, he'd forgotten the promises he'd made that day and needed a review. The other said it was simply putting icing on the cake after so long and provided a renewed sense of celebration. But I reveled in the fact that God had brought me to a place like this where I'm surrounded by long-lasting, road-tested marriages that inspire and encourage me. My husband and I are coming up on our 44th anniversary, and it's pretty exciting to last that long in a society like ours where confidence in this institution is at an all-time low. Marriages are down to their lowest point in history. Only 8 people out of 1,000 now decide to take that step. It makes me sad that so few people are experiencing the valuable things that only marriage provides. You have to wonder why marriage is becoming such a rarity. It could be the romance of it all has been diminished to a large degree. Or maybe longevity in modern culture has lost its appeal or reward. It is a challenge to maintain marital commitment and faithfulness in times of trouble versus in easy times. I see it in the men and women who faithfully come to our nursing facility to care for their spouses. Their husband or wife might not even recognize them, yet they continue to shower love and devotion on the one to whom they made their vow so long ago, for better, for worse, for richer, for poor, in sickness and in health, until death do us part. Commitment in marriage is on display, and I am forever thankful to those who have shown genuine love in action. It's changed my life. This faithfulness to vows has been around a long time. Marriage is a beautiful reflection of a covenant relationship that God designed, and it's found often in the Bible. A covenant could be made between individuals, tribes, or even whole nations. It's a commitment, an agreement between two parties where words are the binding ingredient and actions follow suit. It's filled with promises that each intends to keep with loyalty and devotion regardless of the ups and downs of life. In the scriptures, wherever a covenant was made, there was a new relationship formed, a mutual acceptance of an identity that melded the two into one, requiring each to let go of that old sense of individuality to make room for a new blend. Not an easy assignment. Covenants require the highest level of commitment above all other relationships, demanding that both parties be all in. There's nothing partial about it. There are various levels of commitment in our relationships, of course, much like the difference between a chicken and a pig when it comes to providing our breakfast. The chicken finds it easy to commit to faithfully laying an egg or two to contribute her part to our morning meal. But a pig, on the other hand, has to be all in to provide his portion of bacon for our breakfast. God is more than all in when it comes to a covenant relationship. For this very purpose, the Son of God came to the earth. In Isaiah 42:6, we read God's word as he's speaking of his Son. I am the Lord, I've called you in righteousness, and I will appoint you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the nations. Jesus Christ is the living covenant who came to put an end to the ruptured relationship between man and God and bring about one of reconciliation. Jesus himself had to be all in enough to die for that very cause as provision for our peace with God. A new relationship was formed and a new identity was assumed as Jesus put a human face on God for us and became forever our high priest and savior. It's hard for us to conceive of commitment as deep as his is toward us. So what is our part of the agreement then? Are there conditions we must fulfill to assure that this covenant remains in effect? Actually, we discover in Scripture that it is a covenant of grace. It's not performance-based. His love is unconditional toward his people. All he asks for is our hearts, that we trust and love him enough to follow him and obey his commandments. Sometimes it takes a lifetime to learn, but every tiny step we make toward that end delights the heart of our Father. As for me, I find there is a need to renew my vows to God from time to time and ask him for the kind of devotion that can weather the difficult seasons and stand the test of time. I ask that he will give me the grace to love and follow him for better or worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, till death brings me home. You see, marriage to our earthly spouse conditions us to love as God loves and give when it's difficult to give. It's our training ground to learn to love. One day, all things of this world will be rolled up like an old coat, and a fresh beginning will start for all of God's people. Yet those things in our short earthly lives that have passed through the filter of God's love will remain. How much will our covenant relationship with our spouse have forged eternal rewards as we learned how to love as he loves? No one said it would be easy. But it's a path on our journey home where we can learn much about our Lord and be transformed into his likeness. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, your word says all paths of the Lord are faithfulness and truth to those who keep his covenant. We ask you to align our commitments on earth with the faithfulness and love you freely bestow on us. Help us to live in the light of the everlasting covenant of our Lord Jesus Christ, knowing his commitment never fails, and our lives are safely in your hands. Thank you, Father, for your unconditional love. In Jesus' name, amen.